Representatives of all 50 states are negotiating with the largest U.S. banks to settle charges of improper conduct on mortgage servicing and their involvement in producing hundreds of thousands of fraudulent robo-signed mortgage documents. But Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, who is spearheading the investigation, has recently dismissed New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman from the 13-member executive committee guiding the negotiations, charging that Schneiderman had undermined the group's effort to reach a settlement. Schneiderman objects to a proposed deal with the banks that would prevent further investigations and prosecution of financial institutions' reckless bundling or securitizing risky mortgages as investments, which in part triggered the 2008 global economic meltdown. The banks, some Obama administration officials, the Justice Department, and HUD are reportedly pushing for a deal to be reached quickly. A spokesperson for Schneiderman says ongoing investigations by attorneys general cannot be shut down by efforts to settle quickly, and those responsible must be held accountable. The New Bottom Line campaign, a coalition of grassroots community, faith, and labor organizations, supports Schneiderman's stand and is demanding a strong settlement agreement with principal reductions for those at risk of foreclosure, criminal penalties for bankers who committed mortgage fraud, restitution for families who lost their homes due to fraud, and strict enforcement of the settlement terms on the banks. Your reporter spoke with Liz Ryan Murray, policy director with National People's Action, a member organization of the New Bottom Line campaign. She discusses Schneiderman's dismissal and protest actions being planned to hold big banks accountable.
The attorneys general really started this investigation out of the robo-signing scandal that hit last year. And robo-signing is where banks, you know, in their rush to make all of these mortgages and to make all these subprime and mortgages that brought down our economy, were not careful about what they did with their paperwork. They transferred titles, they did all these things, and nobody really necessarily knew where the paperwork was. Sometime they want to start throwing people out of their houses, and they can't prove they own them. So instead of doing the due diligence and figuring out what's going on and trying to save people's homes, they've set up warehouses of people signing their names over and over again, that they were notaries or vice presidents of banks, just over and over again, blatant forgery and fraud to throw people out of their homes. When that hit, all attorneys general, all 50 of them, came together to start investigating that and some of the other fraud that was going on in foreclosure practices, people not getting a fair shake to really save their homes, people having to submit paperwork 10, 15, 20 times and then still getting thrown out of their homes. So they really started to look at that and try to come up with a solution to start to make people whole and to start cleaning up the Banks Act and hold them accountable for what they've been doing and make them stop doing it. What happened is the banks now are being investigated for this. They want to reach a settlement that lets them off scot-free for everything, from soup to nuts. They steered people into mortgages when they could have afforded cheaper mortgages. They steered them into more expensive ones, especially blacks and Latinos. So the banks, they want to sign on the dotted line, get a really quick settlement, get off easy, and then be held not culpable for any of that. They want it all over with. And Eric Schneiderman is saying, hold on, we haven't done an investigation into any of these things. We can't let them off the hook for all the securitization fraud, the chain of title fraud, the origination fraud, when we haven't looked at it. He's saying whatever solution you come up with, other attorneys general, you can't close the door on me and some of the other states actually going after and getting some relief for homeowners and investors on that end.
Liz, what's the role of the Obama administration been in terms of aggressively going after the banks or just working out some sweetheart deal with the big banks and, as President Obama's fond of saying, looking forward and not looking backward, which has a lot of people angry, of course, because they want accountability?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't paper over this. It's hard to say. At the moment, again, there's some of the signs that we're seeing are not incredibly encouraging. The Department of Justice is also a part of this investigation with the 50 attorneys general. They're going to be signing off on this as well. What we're hearing is that they are also pushing for speed. And speed is great if it's going to really help people. Because as I said, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of folks losing their homes. And if we can help them, that's great. But we can't let speed be the enemy of doing something with quality. So we're hearing that they're pushing for quickness, and we just can't have quickness if it means no real help.
If you were to put in a nutshell what your group's demands are here in terms of the attorney generals that are negotiating with the big banks and the Obama administration and their Justice Department, what's the most important demands you guys have?
I think principal reduction. because that's the real solution. Until people get an opportunity to actually build some wealth again, and that goes in hand with an opportunity to really modify their mortgage to an affordable place where they can stay in their homes. If we can get the mortgage market and do this kind of massive reset, we're going to be on so much stronger footing economically and in the housing market and the jobs market. I would say another biggie is the release of claims issue that we've talked about at length, that we have to make sure that this is narrow, that we're just giving release here on what's been investigated and not the whole host of the problem. And I would add one more that's also very important. This has been going on for several years, and there are thousands, millions, honestly, of families who have lost their homes, and probably, oh, definitely, we've seen the paperwork, many of them illegally. There needs to be restitution for those folks. If it's possible for them to get their house back, they need to get their house back. If it's not, then they need to be compensated at a degree that's measured with the harm. We can't just forget those people. So we need to take care of the people who are struggling now, take care of the people who have already been tossed out due to this criminal fraudulent system, just addressing the part of the problem that has been investigated.
What's happening in terms of street action to demand the government, Congress, our representatives in Washington, do something to hold these banks accountable?
Absolutely. I mean, it's key to what we do, and it's in our blood to really, and we're really trying to give a voice. People are incredibly frustrated, and people are angry about what the banks have gotten away with and with the fact that the poorest in our country and those who can least afford it are being asked to shoulder all the burden. So we're really bringing that message out to the streets. We started with, in August, doing some town hall work. Our group in Iowa are actually the ones who got Mitt Romney to admit that corporations, in his opinion, are people, keeping that up to bring that message. And then starting in September and through October, we're going to be having rolling sustained actions around the country. In New York, they're going to really be focusing on the millionaire's tax. The fact that New York is sitting on $5 billion a year annually that they're not taking by letting the millionaire's tax expire at the end of the year. In Chicago, we're going to have a week or more of actions focused in part on the Mortgage Bankers Association who are coming to town, getting on the street, tying these things of bank accountability and really addressing the revenue crisis. There'll be actions in Minnesota, on the West Coast, across the middle of the country, all through September and into October.
That was Liz Ryan Murray, Policy Director at National People's Action and member of the New Bottom Line campaign. Visit our Between the Lines website to learn more about groups demanding accountability from big banks involved in mortgage fraud.